Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
On this Thursday morning, welcome in your overnight oasis. Gordon Damer with you here on The Fan. 888-808-1019, the telephone number. You can hit me up on Twitter, at Gordon Damer. And let's be honest, Giant fans, not even the Giants can screw this up at this point. Not even the Giants can mess this up. Lots to talk about over the next 3 hours as we take you up until the warm-up show at 5. And a large focus, of course, will be on the New York Giants, who have their mission sent out for them this offseason, and it is clearly go get John Harbaugh. Go get John Harbaugh. You know, the amount of time that we spent during the season hoping for a situation like this, and the amount of times we ran, remember all the times we ran through all the possible names? Who's going to be the next Giant head coach? Is it going to be Chris Shula? Is it going to be Lou Anarumo? Is it going to be Mike McCarthy? And during those times, those lost times of the season, where you were just looking to get to the offseason, you finally have a dream of getting a coach, an established coach, a coach who has won before. And now the dream scenario is presenting itself. And the Giants can now go and hire an actual head football coach. They don't have to wonder. We don't have to guess. We know that John Harbaugh can coach in the NFL. There's no more projects. There's no more wish casting. There's no more projection. There's no more Joe Judge. There's no more Brian Daboll. There's no more Pat Shermer. There's no more Ben McAdoo. The goal for this offseason was clearly go get a head coach who's coached in the league before and go get a guy who's got an actual resume in the job. You know, it feels like in so many sports now, in a coaching position, in a managing position, well, this guy's never done it before, but we'll throw him in there. He'll figure it out on the fly. No. Sometimes having experience in the job is actually useful for the job. Coaching experience, coaching success in the NFL, no further discussion. Go cut the check. Get the deal done. He doesn't even need to bring a resume to, you know the resume. It's clear why Giant fans are all in agreement at this point. John Harbaugh is the guy, the only guy. He's the number one. Everybody else is battling for second. And the resume, you know it. I don't need to recite it to you, but I will. A coaching record of 174, 112, and 2. A 608 winning percentage in the NFL. 18 seasons as a head coach. Super Bowl champion. 11 double-digit win seasons. This guy is perfect. There's nothing that you wouldn't like about that resume. Oh, wait a second. That's actually Mike McCarthy's resume. What am I? I apologize. That's Mike McCarthy's resume. Mike McCarthy's 174, 112-2, a 608 winning percentage, a Super Bowl championship, and 11 double-digit seasons. What am I doing? Nobody wants. What am I doing? Nobody wants Mike McCarthy. Not when you can clearly get the better option of John Harbaugh. After all, Harbaugh's winning percentage is 618. That's a big difference. 608 to 618. He's got 180 wins against 112. I mean, that's a major difference. He's got one Super Bowl championship too. But Mike McCarthy's was a long time. Harbaugh's was not really much more recently, but it is more recently. But the thing about Harbaugh, Harbaugh's younger, right? He's a younger guy. But Mike McCarthy, look at Mike McCarthy, so old. What? McCarthy's actually younger by a year? Oh, I didn't realize that. But look, McCarthy only won that one Super Bowl, and he had Aaron Rodgers, who won all those MVPs, right? I mean, like, that has to count against Mike McCarthy because he had two MVPs under Mike McCarthy when he was there as the head coach. Well, I guess Lamar has also got two MVPs. He doesn't have any Super Bowl titles. I mean, Harbaugh's won one, but not with Lamar. So I guess if you're making the argument that McCarthy wasted an all-time talent like Aaron Rodgers, I would think you could kind of make that same argument about about John Harbaugh with Lamar Jackson. He's got two MVPs. Rodgers had two MVPs with McCarthy. Lamar Jackson's got two MVPs with Harbaugh. But McCarthy, he's got real negatives. I think that's what separates him. McCarthy, you know the reputation. He's got criticism for poor game decisions. Right? Adjustments that didn't get made along the way. And it feels like he was only successful because of talent, not really anything that he brought to the table. It wasn't anything that Mike McCarthy did. He was just fortunate in a good situation to be surrounded with talent, especially at the quarterback position. Well, in fairness, you know, like when Mike McCarthy left, did Aaron Rodgers ever get, like everybody brings up, McCarthy hasn't won a Super Bowl without Aaron Rodgers. Has Rodgers won a Super Bowl without McCarthy? I mean, he stayed there. He still had the same team. They were still good like they were with McCarthy. But I don't remember that second trip to the Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay. Obviously, it didn't happen with the Jets. But I don't remember that, I guess because it didn't happen, right? But clearly, John Harbaugh has accomplished so much more. And there would never, like McCarthy had that one year, they were 15-1 and they lost the Giants in the playoffs. Of course, Harbaugh 2019 was 14-2 and they lost to the Titans. Titans didn't even win the Super Bowl. At least the Giants won the Super Bowl that year. 2023, they were the number one seed as well, the Ravens. I got to be honest with you. I'm kind of joking. I don't get why Giant fans are so... I understand why you would want Harbaugh, but I don't get the disconnect between why Harbaugh... It's like a situation where Giant fans want to hand him the keys to the organization. They pay him any amount of money, give him whatever he wants, get him here tomorrow, get him here yesterday. But yet Mike McCarthy... If I told you that Mike McCarthy was going to be the next head coach of the Giants, Giant fans might have to enter therapy if they didn't already. And I will say this. John Harbaugh is almost certainly going to be the next head coach of the Giants. Like, we can all agree that's the Giants organization. Forget about the fan base for a second, because the fan base is clear. They want Harbaugh. Nobody, the day before they wanted Stefanski, but the next, no, we got to have Harbaugh. He's the number one. And I kind of think that all three guys, they're all a massive upgrade over anything you've had since Tom Coughlin was here. And you could even make the argument that two of the guys are more accomplished in their pre-Giant tenure, if either of the ones get the job, than Tom Coughlin was before he got here. But I think we can all agree, if the Giants don't get John Harbaugh, because that's the kind of guy that the Giants want. They want stable. They want steady. They want successful. They want a track record. That's all well and good. But to me, I think the thing that probably appeals most to Giant ownership is the fact that he was in one place for 18 years. They would love to have someone be their coach for 18 years. And look, at this point, if the Giants could get somebody to coach the team for 5 years, it would feel like 18 years.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Stability is very important to the New York Giants organization. And the fact that John Harbaugh was there for that period of time, was successful in that period of time, they are an organization that still believes like stability is a personality trait rather than something you earn through results. They love the idea of stability. They love the idea of playing it safe, of playing it conservatively. That's why Joe Shane is still here. And Harbaugh, it just feels like the Giant way. Professional, buttoned up, no drama, no real ego, no grandstanding. He's never gonna do anything that you have to explain to the public. I don't get why fans and media are so over the moon with Harbaugh and so down on Mike McCarthy when the resumes are essentially the same. They're essentially the same. Maybe Mike McCarthy needs a hype man. I don't know. I don't know what it is. And as I've brought up before, to me, even before Harbaugh became available, McCarthy was a more appealing candidate because he's had success in multiple places. And he brings something that Harbaugh does not. McCarthy has an area of specialty. He is an offensive coach. And while we might think that his ways of running offenses are, you know, not... not revolutionary anymore, if they ever were. He does have a specialty in offense. Harbaugh is more of the CEO, the leader of men type of head coach. He's not a specialist in offense. He's not a specialist in defense. He was a special teams coach. And he's going to rise and fall based on the coordinators that he hires. Now, when Mike McDonald was there, their defense was top-notch. Since he's left, not so good. So that's going to be a very important area for the Giants when they eventually talk to John Harbaugh. I've seen some reports that it's going to happen later today. I've heard reports that he's not even going to take any interviews for a couple of weeks. We'll see. But that's the guy, clearly, that Giant ownership would want. And the beauty to me is, I feel like this is a situation that not even the Giants can screw up. I've heard a lot of people talk about, well, if you're pursuing Harbaugh and he makes you wait. You might lose Stefanski. If you pursue Stefanski, you might tick off Harbaugh. The Giants' job, as we sit here on January 8th, is the best job. It's not even close. And that's what these guys are going to want to make their decision on. What job can I take that has the least I have to do to make it a winning situation? And the Giants are that job. Now, is it possible this weekend something changes? I guess it's possible. If the Bills lost to the Jaguars, the Bills' job opens up, I guess. People have floated about the Packers. I would think that that's a bit of a stretch, but stranger things have happened. People have floated about the Eagles. I would think that that's a bit of a stretch, but stranger things have happened. So maybe this is why Harbaugh is waiting to take any interviews, because he wants to see the entire landscape, which is smart. But to me, this is a situation that not even the Giants can screw up, because they've got three legitimate candidates. All three of these guys have been head coaches. All three of them, in Stefanski, McCarthy, and Harbaugh, all have had success. And while Stefanski's not won a Super Bowl, has not come close to a Super Bowl, the fact that he had any success in Cleveland with that situation, it's like scoring points in dog years. I mean, like that, not any coach could just go there and win games. And he was coach of the year twice in Cleveland. That's not easy to do anywhere, never mind in Cleveland. So they have three coaches that they can pick from, and they will be better than anything that the Giants have had in forever. So, do I have a favorite of the bunch? Not really. I think any of the three will do a good job here, and will certainly do a far better job than anybody that's been here for the last decade. Because there's no projection. There's no, well, if he can do this, we know what these guys are. These guys got a track record. They've had success in the NFL, in the job that they're going to have. So when you mention these three names, it's kind of like when you're sitting around with your wife and she wants to get takeout and she's throwing out ideas, but she doesn't really have any opinions. You want to get Italian? Yeah, Italian's fine. You want Chinese? Yeah, I'm good with Chinese. You want to get Chinese? Yeah, we'll get Chinese. You want barbecue? You want Chipotle? We can get Chipotle. Like, hire one of these three guys. Any one of these three will be fine by me. But it's clear that the Giants want Harbaugh. And I will say, if for some reason, outside of a better job, like one of the playoff teams gets rid of their head coach and he goes there. But if this is the landscape that we're looking at right now, if the Giants don't get John Harbaugh, that is a massive failure. Because that is clearly their number one. He's their number one choice. And not that this would matter too much. It's not going to sway their opinion. When was the last time the Giants got positive reaction from the fan base? When was the last time the Giants did something where people were like, yes, that's the right call? Like, you can't even point to the Jackson Dart draft pick, because he hadn't played it. There was still questions. And some legitimate questions. Well, you're drafting a quarterback. What if you get rid of the coach next year? Which they absolutely did. So we have been led to believe that the Giants are the best opening. And they are the best opening of the things that we can see. Much like with the coaching situation, maybe there's stuff going on behind the scenes that John Harbaugh and his agent and his people are telling him, hey, wait a second, don't go rushing into any jobs, because it's a really good possibility that something else can open up. But in terms of the things that we can see, the Giants are the best job. They've got a quarterback. They've got draft picks. They've got talent. They've got some pieces. They have stable ownership. Now, we might disagree about how good a job John Mara has done over the last 10 years, but the Giants are a stable organization. They're not an organization that is going to fire you a year in because they had a bad losing streak. The Giants, for the last decade, have been desperate for some stability at any of the positions, head coach, GM. This is their chance to finally get it right. It's as close to a turnkey situation as you can have for a bunch of teams that fired their coach, for the Giants even before the season ended, but after the season ended. So that has to be, that is clearly their number one option, and they have to make sure that they land their number one option. It can take a week, it could take two, whenever it comes down to it and the Giants name their new head coach, it has to be John Harbaugh. Otherwise, what that tells you, if John Harbaugh takes any other opening around the NFL, that's a sign that there are real problems behind the scenes. That tells you there are real problems either with the fact you kept Joe Shane or whether or not the family members being part of the organization and being part of the front office, maybe that could scare away John Harbaugh. I don't know. But if he ends up going anywhere else, it is a massive failure for the New York Giants, not because that there's not other good options, but it's so crystal clear that that's the kind of coach that the Giants want to hire. And you've already heard the reports that he is automatically raced to the top of their list, right? Because he's successful, he's a longtime head coach, and he brings stability. For the next 3 to 4 years, you won't have to think about changing the head coach again anytime soon. This is not going to be, hey, let's hire somebody who's never done the job before. We'll give him a year or two and see where we stand. So the Giants have to make sure they go out now and get their guy. And their guy clearly, and I don't think that there would be another coach who could become available that would fit what the Giants want more than John Harbaugh. 888-808-1019 is the telephone number, 888-808-1019. So good news, Giant fans, not even the Giants can screw this up. When was the last time you could say that? It's been a while. 888-808-1019. So coming up, look, could things change with the playoffs this weekend, the results from this weekend? Absolutely. Could a new opening be created for Harbaugh? I guess it's possible. But there's one name that people are keeping an eye on, even going into the playoffs, that if he became available, I think the Giants should absolutely steer clear from. And I'll tell you who that is coming up.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.